Well, I thank you, Jungle Jim, for that wonderful musical introduction. Oh my goodness gracious, you're just pounding away at those keys, your magic fingers just cranking it out. Here we are recording this podcast right before Thanksgiving, the end of the autumn season, as far as I'm concerned, at least. Once Thanksgiving's over, Santa Claus shows up at the Macy's Day Parade, bam. The switch is flipped and all hell breaks loose because it is Christmas season. That's Jungle Jim. I'm Tim. Oh, Jungle Jim. And by the way, you look great over there in your flannel shirt and your turkey mug. And just, I know you're just waiting for some mashed potatoes and some stuffing and all kinds of stuff along those lines. Oh, man. Fill it up, man. I'm going to wear my fat pants. My fat pants have elastic on them, just elastic. That's all they have. So I can just keep eating and eating and eating until I just want to explode like a stuffed human being. Cannibals would love me. That's Jungle Jim again. I'm tongue-tied, but I'm Tim Marr. This is Failing Art, recording this podcast in the basement studio located along the shores of the mighty Seneca River, which flows all the way up to the Great Lake of Ontario, which feeds the mighty St. Lawrence Seaway. That's about all the adjectives I have in me today. That seaway flows past 1,000 islands north. Very unique. All the way out to the Atlantic Ocean, around the world, just like my voice. If you make a left, somehow you're going to get over to Toronto, Canada, on that inland ocean. Beautiful city, Toronto. Beautiful, cosmopolitan, performing city. Love Toronto. You're going to go south, and you're going to find yourself right down in Buffalo, New York. You're going to go over a falls. You're going to get in Lake Erie. Cleveland Browns are doing great this football season. Love those Browns. And then you're going to hop on another lake, Lake Michigan, go over to that great city of Chicago. The Windy City, which, by the way, is not called the Windy City because it's windy. It's called the Windy City because of the hot air that was always being blown out of politicians. That's why it's called the Windy City. It's nothing to do with climate or weather conditions. And then you're going to find yourself on the other Great Lakes, way beautiful part of the country. Oh, my gosh, what beautiful water. You want to see some water, man, you go up to Canada. Well, Canada's like, oof, that's like wind in the wilderness. Man, whew, you get lost in Canada. You are screwed. Let me tell you about it. Wouldn't matter because nobody talks anymore anyways. You know, Jungle Jim, it fascinates me that we have all these communication devices and everybody's looking on their device and they're texting and they're talking to somebody, but nobody talks with each other. I went over to the grocery store. Up here we call them grocery stores, or some places call them markets. And I went to, you know, pick up a few things, and I couldn't leave. I couldn't leave. I just had to keep wheeling around. I love going there because to me, it's the modern day, it encompasses, all of our history is encompassed in the grocery store, everything. It's modern day marketing and getting your supplies. There was a time you had to go into town and get your supplies. Well, now you go to the grocery store and you get your supplies at the store because it has everything. You get your light bulbs, you get your blankets, you get your medicines, you get any type of bandages or drugs. You get drugs at the grocery store, you know, and you get, of course, you get your food products, you get paper towels. We all know that everybody really was fascinated with toilet paper at the grocery stores. God help us. But now you get all the toilet paper you want. You don't have to worry about that. But the grocery stores really set the tone. And what fascinates me, what blows my mind is I went in there and I just put things in the cart. You know, first of all, it's really, the grocery store is a microcosm of our society. There's all kinds of shit going on in the grocery store. First of all, it starts when you get into the parking lot. So if you drive to the grocery store, there's a whole status thing. It's a class thing as to where you park. And for some reason, people want to park closest to the store. And we're not talking, no matter where you park in the parking lot, you're not walking miles and miles and miles. But people want to get that certain space. And they want to get that certain space so much where if somebody happens to take that space from them, that parking space, and there's a bazillion parking spaces, they get pissed off. They'll flick them the bird. There'll be an argument will ensue because you've taken their space. You've stepped on their territory. So the parking lot itself can be stressful. Because you have people pulling in there. They're cutting around. They want their space. Some people take two, you know, parking spaces because they don't want their car to get hit, so they park far away. But most people in those spaces, it's a sign of status because the closer you get to the store, you feel as if you're special. You're a little special. If you park a little closer to the store, you're special. You know what I mean? And some people don't even, some people just say, fuck it. They don't even park. They take their cars and they park along the curb where the store is and say, screw it, man. I'm not going to park. And they put flashers on. They think if I put flashers on, I'm okay. I'm fine. And that's their way of saying, fuck you, world. You know, F you. Fun guru la mama. Yeah. And what they're saying is, I don't have to go by the rules. They're the rebels. They're the grocery store. They're the rebels at the store. Because they park their car. No one's going to mess with them. You know, if you go up there and say, oh, excuse me, could you move your car? I'll say, mind your own business. Mind your own business. I'm not hurting you. Yeah. You got your speed bumps. Slow them down, boys. But the grocery store is, so you get the parking lot. And the parking lot is status. And just like in life, there's status. And people want people to know if they're important. And there are people that break the rules and don't care and they get away with it and all that kind of stuff. Then you get into the store. Then you get into the entrance area of the store. You're not in the store. You're in the, I guess it's like the huge entrance area to the store where they have a bazillion carts, large carts and smaller carts and all kinds of stuff. So you grab your cart and you get in there. And now what amazed me, everybody is talking on phone. You know, in this world, everybody's communicating on their phone, their devices, because their whole life is in that freaking palm of their hand. And so everybody's communicating on the device, but yet no one's communicating with each other. So I went there during peak hours. I got there on a Saturday morning, Jungle Jim, and I got my cart, and I had like two things to get. I had to go to the store. I didn't even need a cart, but I had to get a cart. And I got into the store. And I only needed like a couple things, but I just started, I don't know, I just stopped in my tracks. And I just couldn't help but seeing how in the produce section, it was just crowded with people and nobody makes eye contact. Nobody looks and nobody talks. The only people you talk to are the people who are identified with their, you know, store shirts on. Tons of people, no one says hello. No one says, how you doing? No one even says, excuse me. You know what I mean? And people go in there and it's like it's the primitive. You know, you get back to, you know, thousands of years ago when tribe was would go out on their hunting expeditions. And that's what the grocery store is. The grocery store is the hunting expedition. And you get into the hunting expedition and nobody talks. And everybody is there to get the prey. And no matter what, they're gonna get it. And they're gonna get it first. And you hear people screaming to their kids, Joey, get over here. Well, you know, Joey, go listen to your mother. Sit down. That's what you feel like saying to the store. Kid, get out of my way. Your mother's calling you. Or people don't even look. They just meander around and they get what they get. They talk to each other. But they talk to each other, whoever they're with, but they won't talk to anybody else. No one else. And the grocery store is it's where people, for some reason, especially on a weekend at the grocery store, Jungle Jim, it's where everybody kind of figures it's my place. It's not our place, but it's my. So nobody gives a shit how they look in the grocery store on a Saturday, especially, or a Sunday. So people, you know, they don't shower. People show up in the weirdest. They just rolled out of bed. And maybe this, you used to hear about people in the store. They roll out of bed. They're in, you know, clothing that you normally might not wear out. There was one guy walking in flip-flops and it's 30 degrees outside. They're just nobody cares. Hair is disheveled. They look like they rolled out of, they look like you just got, some people come out of the gym and they're all sweaty. You know, it's the day where you really see what people are made of when they're at the grocery store. You know, that's the day. And so you're seeing like the worst of humanity. You're seeing the worst of people. The only other place where you would see people in the condition that you see them in the grocery store is probably in the hospital. Next to the hospital, the grocery store is where nobody gets made up to go to the grocery store. Maybe on a weekday, because it used to be said they were huge pickup places, but nobody gets made up to go to the grocery store. People are disheveled. People are angry. People don't want to be there. And they're touching everything. Everything. It's like everybody all of a sudden is an expert. You know, we got to feel the tomato. I mean, they're really, what the frick are you looking for? You know? And the bananas, you know, buy them green and they're going to last longer. Yeah, but it is the hunting ritual, and you start with the produce, and everybody's in there hunting at the grocery store. I think that became so apparent during the COVID pandemic, when it was hunting at the grocery store, and the prize catch was toilet paper. That's what was the prize catch, and it was survival of the fittest, and human instincts, basic instincts, took over. And now it's still the same when you're in the store. People start at the produce section and they're hunting. They're hunting for what they got to get. They have lists. They've left the cave with a list of what I got to get. I've been given a list of what the family, what they need to survive this week. And they'll take their carts and they'll block the aisle until they get that, like the whether it's Cheerios or whether it's chips or whether it's, you know, the 2% milk or yogurt or cottage cheese or whatever it is. It's packed, and people are going to, and you'll be right next to somebody, probably looking the worst they ever look in a week, showing a little bit too much flesh that you really don't want to see, seeing things you don't want to see, right next to you, almost bumping into you, and there's not a word is said. Not a word is said. It's like silent sex. Not a word is said. And they go around, you all go around the store, aisle to aisle, hunting, hunting, hunting. Seeking your prey, deodorant, tampons, band-aids, milk, produce, corn. It's not there anymore. Fuck. Bananas, bakery foods, cookies, donuts, coffee cake, bread. Everybody's got to get bread. Big time around here, you know, because bad weather's coming. Get milk and bread. I don't know why, but get it. Pastas, sauces. Then you get over to the frozen food section. People are looking, and people look like they're confused. They look like they're out on the hunt. They look like they're on the ritual of a hunt. Searching for those items. Searching for that six-pack of beer. Searching for the cream cheese. Excuse me, what aisle is the cream cheese in? Various cheeses and olives. Then you get to the meat section. We see slabs of meat. Red. Seafood. Rawr. People pull out their shopping carts and fill them up like they would be knapsacks back 2,000 years ago. Getting the items that they need to get back to the cave so they can produce whatever they need to produce and survive however they need to survive. Eggs. Make sure the eggs wiggle so they're not broken in the carton. No one talks, but everybody's in there on a mission. And let me tell you, if you hear there's a shortage on something, that mission will go there and it'll be survival of the fittest. Carts will bang. Carts banging each other, everybody. Nobody even says, excuse me. And the way people are dressed, the way they look, you don't want to go near them, right? You don't want to go near them. Oh, you didn't see anything near them. Yeah, you don't. You don't. It's dog-e-dog, baby. It's dog-e-dog. And then comes the main exit. You leave, and everybody's jockeying for the aisle where somebody has the least amount of items. The least amount of items, and that's the one you want to get. Because God forbid you got to wait an extra 5-10 minutes while someone checks out. Do you know who I am? I have 17 items, and I'm going in that 15-item aisle. It doesn't matter. Do you know who I am? My car is illegally parked outside. God, what a... And then you leave, and you go back outside. You go to your vehicle, and you survive another trip. You survive just like when cavemen used to leave, or cave people, man, I guess the men left, used to leave the caves and go out on their expeditions and come back. You come back to the safety of your home and your cave. You know, you unload the successes of your hunting trip. You know, there's no privacy in the grocery store. Not only do people dress in a way where there's no privacy because you're seeing stuff you don't want to see. You're just seeing stuff you don't want to see. You know, if you're a teenager, say, oh my God, I'll never look like that. Oh yeah, you will. You're going to see stuff you don't want to see. The other thing at the store, which is really interesting, because everybody hovers to protect their information, you know, their information. Well, now you get vaccines at the store, too. You get vaccinated right at the store. But now everybody hovers, you know, because you want to protect your information. I don't want anybody to know my name. I don't want to know where I live. Well, when you go up to that pharmacy, I don't want them to know. I don't want them to know that I have hemorrhoids or a rash. God, I don't want them to know. And it burns that I, oh, whatever you have. You're going to know because when you're up at the pharmacist area, it's like they put a megaphone. Oh, the pharmacist would like to talk to you. Have you taken this medication before? But before you do that, let's check you out. What's your name? What's your phone number? And where do you live? And they say it loud. And of course, you answer it loud. Give them that three. And the person behind you is like, whoa, hey. But I'm not going to go near them because they have a rash. You ever notice when people bump into each other in the grocery store on this hunting venture that they always apologize for the way they look every time? Oh, how are you? Great. Oh, my God. I don't normally. I know I'm a mess today. I just want to rush out of the house. They always make that excuse. Oh, I'm a mess today. I just want to rush out of the house. Jeez, because they're surprised. Because they don't think anyone's going to, you don't think you're going to see anybody. Because you just rush out of the house. You don't care. You're there in your, you know, backwards underwear and a shirt that shows everything off. And you, and but when you bump into people, you know, you, oh, hey, how, and you act surprised. Hey, what are you doing here? Well, I'm buying food for the freaking family, idiot. What are you doing here? Well, I'm getting stuff. What are you doing here? I mean, what kind of question is that? Hey, what are you doing here at the store? Well, what do you think I'm doing here at the store? And then are they, oh boy, hey, how you, you know, geez, I gotta apologize for the way I work. I think anybody was gonna see me. If you're going to apologize, then you should be prepared. You know what I'm saying, Jungle Jim? But those stores are going to be hell on wheels with Thanksgiving coming. They're going to be hell on wheels. It's going to be a hunting trip. It's going to be vicious. It's going to be angry. It's the ultimate hunting in the grocery store. People need turkeys and side dishes and all kinds of stuff and bread and fancy bread and bread to stuff and all this stuff, napkins, and it's all got to be orange and brown. It's going to be a frenzy, and the parking spaces are going to be all coveted, and it's going to be a big hunt this week of Thanksgiving. I hear you, Jungle Jim. That's Jungle Jim. I'm Tim Marr. This is Failing Up. Bye-bye.